This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1938. Do Lindsay and Michelle make their beds?
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In the English language, there are at least six expressions that native speakers use every day to refer to beds. Today, find out how to use them to talk about anything from corruption to your daily living habits. Hello, Michelle. How's everything today?
Good, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm feeling great.
But you know what?
Oh, Michelle, it sounds like you maybe woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or what's going on?
Yes, I guess I just did. Okay, oh, no. Guys.
I could tell. Oh my gosh, we start over? Yeah.
Yeah. Lindsay, do you ever wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
Yeah, sometimes, rarely, but it does happen. Sometimes yeah. I wake up with a mood, you know?
Yes. Well, that's funny. On the wrong side of the bed. Am I literally asking if you sometimes just like wind up and you're on the wrong side of the bed?
No, you're saying, do I ever wake up kind of like in a bad mood or kind of annoyed or feeling, yeah, it's not really stress. It's more in a bad mood, right, Michelle?
Right. And we mentioned this expression in episode 1418, which was, do you have a chip on your shoulder?
Right.
Wake up on the wrong side of the bed. You just like all day, basically, you're in a bad mood. So somebody might say, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, this expression has been around forever and we still use it, Michelle, right? We still use it.
I feel like it's something that like a parent says to a teenager a lot. Like, I don't know. Well, maybe I'm saying that because probably it was said to me.
Just wait till your kids become teenagers. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Creatures, right? Like they're just like other, they're not even humans.
right. Oh my gosh. But guys, we wanted to kind of take this and steer it to bed idioms. Guys, sometimes we like to do different theme idiom episodes. Like for example, we did animal idioms, the bird edition. That was episode 1712. And what's another one, Lindsay?
Well, we did episode 1323. That was milk this episode for all it's worth. So go and find those episodes, guys, on the blog or in the iOS or Android app. You can just type in to the search bar the number and it'll pull that episode up for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So, Lindsay, do you make your bed every day?
I actually try to. Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
I don't like to do life because I work from home, right? So it's very weird to me to be at the house working and have like a messy bed and a messy room. I need things to be like, I'm not a neat freak. I'm not crazy, but like, I like things to feel zen, to feel.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what? It's actually kind of ironic because just before we started recording, you saw my bed.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't made. We're telling everyone now, Michelle.
That's funny timing. That's actually very funny timing because we did an episode once about irony, and I think that was ironic, like that it just happened to be that we, you know, a coincidence, basically. Maybe not for ironic,
sure.
But
for sure, Michelle, for sure. So now I know all your secrets. I know what's going on. I know.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'm a slob. No.
Yeah. Do you? Okay. Then I'll rephrase the question for you. Do you ever make your bed, Michelle? Do you ever make it?
I mostly like when my mom is visiting, sometimes my parents are visiting. We do sometimes make the bed. I don't know. I could be better. I don't want to lie.
That's okay. We've all got our own personality, our own way of doing things. You're too busy. Come on. Who has time?
I'm just trying to make it through the day.
Yeah.
But let's do some of these bed idioms. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Ooh, bed of roses. Fancy, right? So this makes me think of like romance novels, or your definition's a little different. An easy, comfortable situation. Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. That was from the dictionary. Yeah. An easy. Well, wait. So what do you think of it as?
I think of, wasn't there like a Bon Jovi song, Bed of Roses? It was all romantic, but maybe I'm thinking of it, or maybe I don't truly understand the expression.
Well, I don't know. That's just, I'm just going with the dictionary, Lindsay. No, I'm just, no. Well, it makes me think of, there was a song, by, oh gosh, I can't even think of the band that was like, Lay Me Down in a Bed of Roses.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about. Were they trying to say to make something easy, or were they trying to say like, okay,
now I don't know. Now you're oh God, now you're confusing.
Now I'm getting confused. So what the dictionary, let's go back to the dictionary, come back to Old Faithful. Yes. What does the dictionary say about this expression, Michelle?
An easy, comfortable situation. So let's do an example. So when he doesn't get enough sleep, he's no bed of roses.
Ooh, I like that. That's creative. Or it's no bed of roses getting home in rush hour traffic, right? I'm saying it's not easy. Okay. It's not comfortable. Right.
Right. So bed of roses. Okay. What's the next one?
To put something to bed. I like this one. I definitely use this to end something. Yeah. I feel like I thought that was an example sentence. It's not. It's used a lot about conversations or an issue, or maybe you're having a meeting, right? Let's put this meeting to bed. Let's end this thing, right? It's too much. It's gone on too long. Right?
Well, do you ever hear, this is another one. Do you ever hear the expression, never go to bed angry?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one kind of like reminds me of this, is to put something to bed. It's just like to end it. It's over. Let's just like,
and yeah. Does this imply making it peaceful or making it okay, or does it just mean let's just stop talking about it in your mind?
I think it's, in my mind, it's more just come to some sort of resolution and stop.
Okay, like, come to a resolution and stop. Yeah. Because sometimes we can go around in circles, right?
Right. So, for example, you could say, let's finally put this to bed. We can't afford that house, so let's just try to forget about it.
Yeah. Sometimes it's healthier just to do that if something is not going to work out. Or it could be like moving on from a breakup. Mm. That'd be a good example when you're dating.
Yeah.
And let's say someone broke up with you and you keep thinking maybe they'll come back. And then you have some event, like you run into them with someone else or something. You can finally put it to bed, you know?
Closure.
Yes. Love that.
Yeah. Lindsay, what do you think of that expression, never go to bed angry? Do you try and...
Yeah, I think of that more in terms of like interpersonal relations, like with a partner. You know, you should never go to bed angry with your partner.
Yeah.
I've never really heard it just for you, like your feeling about something else. I've only heard it.
No. I was
in a partnership.
That's what I was thinking. It's just an entirely different thing.
Yeah. But, yeah. It's probably true. I mean, I've done it before for sure, but
that's funny. Yeah. Okay, then what's the next one?
Okay, you made your bed. You made your bed, now lie in it.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's like you put yourself in some situation, and so you have to accept whatever happens. You have to accept the consequences.
Yeah, sounds again like something you would say to a teenager.
Yeah, right? That's right. Yeah, that's funny.
You have a few years, luckily, Michelle, a few years till your kids get there.
Okay, so the example is, I'm sorry you failed the class, but you knew it would happen. You didn't study, you didn't do the homework, you made your bed, now lie in it.
Yes, exactly. I love it. So write that one down, and we have one more, Michelle. In bed with something. Yes. So this could be about a sexual situation, but it could also be about a relationship, like in politics. Yes, that's where this comes up the most, actually, is in politics. Right? How so, Michelle?
Well, yeah, it's basically that there's some sort of relationship. Probably the dictionary also mentioned politics, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely there. So like that there's something not so okay with it, with this relationship. So for example, he's in bed with Big Pharma. So just keep that in mind.
Ooh, yes. And that is so true. Right. This is unfortunately what ends up happening in politics a lot of times. People run on certain issues and then the special interest groups get to them, you know, they get to them, and then all of a sudden they're not acting on those issues they promised they would, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So you would say, oh, he's in bed with the blah, blah, blah industry. You can't trust him.
Yeah. I mean, the ones that I use the most here are put something to bed. I think that one sounds kind of cool, right? Let's just put an end to this. And to be in bed with, right? More in the sense of politics, talking about who, you know, who's in bed with whom, like who's being paid off by whom, right? Corruption is right now. I'm watching, ooh, our listeners are going to love this. I'm watching a documentary about the corruption in FIFA. You know, FIFA, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ooh, it's very depressing.
Really? Oh, really?
Depressing documentary. But it's interesting about how much corruption there is and has been in FIFA. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just rampant corruption, Michelle.
Oh, wow.
Throughout the history of the organization. Yeah. And so that would be a good example of when we would use that expression to talk about FIFA.
Okay. All right. All right. I want to learn more about this.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right, Michelle. So let's get deeper into this. I think our listeners are loving these examples and knowing exactly how they could use them.
All right. So let's do a role play. So we are reviewing why we got some negative feedback on a project. So we're classmates here.
All right. Here we go. Go for it.
Well, that was no bed of roses, was it? The professor seemed upset.
I know, but I don't get why he's still harping on slide two. Can't we just put that to bed?
Apparently not. I guess we made our bed. Now we have to lie in it.
Yeah, well, he doesn't seem to agree that the mayor is in bed with the real estate companies.
He definitely doesn't.
Ooh, must have been an interesting presentation getting into corruption, local corruption, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, this is good. First thing you said, Michelle, was, well, that was no bed of roses, was it? Right? Mm-hmm. I like your intonation. Could you say it again? For our listeners?
Well, that was no bed of roses, was it? Yeah, it's like, I'm being a little sarcastic.
Sarcastic, a little sarcastic for sure. And then I said, can't we just put that to bed? Meaning what again? Meaning can't we
just forget it.
Just forget it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you said,
apparently not. I guess we made our bed. Now we have to lie in it. So basically, yeah, we did something the professor didn't like and we have to handle the consequences.
Take the consequences, right. And then I said, yeah, well, he doesn't seem to agree that the mayor is in bed with the real estate companies. He doesn't like our thesis of our project, right?
Yeah. Nope.
Yep. All right. Any final thoughts for our listeners on how they could use this? I mean, I personally love the idea of using, you know, some of these phrases to talk about corruption in politics and sports, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Government.
So many things. So this is really good for current events, right? Commenting on politics. So I think it's really helpful for that. And I think these are all useful in many different situations. So
yeah.
Yeah,
it's just more interesting, guys, when you can use idioms in your English, right? Don't just stick to the words. Create idioms, create expressions, show some personality in your English. I love it. So good. Exactly. Michelle, what should listeners do before we finish today to make sure they get tomorrow's episode or the next episode that we come out with?
All right. Follow the podcast so you never miss anything. And guys, also subscribe to our YouTube channel because we are here on YouTube today.
I know. It's so cool, guys. You could see this episode being recorded, see us talking to each other. Go over to YouTube and hit subscribe. All right. I'll see you next time, Michelle. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.